Anatma. Okay, we start off like this. When it comes to halakha, we have the Gemara, right? The Gemara comes and breaks down all the Mishnayot. Breaks it down. But the Gemara a lot of times doesn't come down and tell us every time what halakha is. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. So you had Rav Alfasi, who was the Rif, who was a Sephardic rabbi, and he came, what he did was, he took all the Gemarot, and he shortened them straight to the halacha. So if you want to know any Gemara, what is the halacha according to Rav Alfasi, or the Rif, you look in the back, you'll see the Rif, and you'll see he's going to bring down the Gemara to the halacha, and that's it.
No back and forth.
There's no back. He doesn't really go through the back and forth. Like, for example, Pilpili Retifta Bore Piadama, Yaveshta Lo Klumu, the Lo Yuchlu, it's not food.
Bottom line.
He tells you bottom line, he tells you why not, and that's it. And then you have the Mefarshim on him that explain why he says it, what he says. You have the Ran, you have, right? Rabbein Yonah, they come and they explain why, what is the Rif saying? The Rif was the Rebbe of Maimon, who was the father of Rabbi Moshe, which is the Rambam. So the Rambam's father's Rebbe was the Rif. So the Rambam sees, imagine right now you grew up in the day, your halacha, you want to know the halacha of tefillin, right? Where are you going to look? You're going to look at the Rif. Where? Where's there? What page? I'm asking you. Is this talking about tefillin?
Oh, how you know?
Oh, so first you have to know which page in the Gemara it is. Right. Now I'm going to look at the Gemara, and now I'm going to find it, and then I have to go back to the Rif. It's pretty hard to find the halacha now, right? But I'm going to tell you in a few years from now, what's the halacha of Orez? You're going to say, okay, what daf was it on?
Right?
And you're going to have to come and remember what daf it was, and then you're going to this and that, right? Okay, then you're going to go to the back, and you're going to have to find the halacha. So the Rambam says, you know what? I have a little bit of a nicer mahalach, a nicer way of doing it. So he created, what he did was, he made the Mishnah Torah. And the Mishnah Torah basically took the halachas, but put it in the order of categories, right? Hilchot tefillin, hilchot tzitzit. So you want to find the halacha, it's very quick and very easy to find the halacha. And that was the purpose of the Rambam. He wanted to make the halacha much easier, right? So the Rambam himself says that he and the Rif argue maybe 10 times in all of places. So most of the time the Rambam agrees with the Rif. So when you look at the Rambam, you look at the Rif, you'll usually find the same halacha. That's what happened in land of Sfaradim. So let's go to one second. So the Rambam and the Rif were in the years, they were the Rishonim. So they were in the years somewhere in, I'm not sure exactly, 1200s, 1300s, 1100s, right? Somewhere in that time. And the other side of the, world, you had, by the Ashkenazim, you had Rabbeinu Asher, which is the Rosh. Same concept. He says, listen, we have the Gemara, we need the Halacha. What's the Halacha? So he made the same type of thing like the Rif did. In the back of the Gemara, you have halachot, right? The first one is the Rosh. Rabbeinu Asher. The Rabbeinu Asher, what he did was, he took all of the Gemaras and he just put it down.
It's a lot more, it looks
right?
Like.
By the way, I'm giving you, this is Rabbi Ilan, broke it down for us this beautifully, right? So I'm just giving over to you what Rabbi Ilan explained to us. So Rabbeinu Asher came and broke down all of the Gemarot into halacha. So if you look in the back of the Rabbeinu Asher,
what's the difference?
He is Ashkenaz. And right, he lived in a different place. He happened to move later on to Spain. He ran away from a persecution that he thought they were running after him. So he ran away to Spain, but he's Ashkenaz. And he wrote the halachot. Same type of idea on the Gemara. Comes his son, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Rabbeinu Asher, who's also known as the Tur. The Tur was the son of the Rosh. He said, listen, you know what? It's very difficult.
Ashkenaz,
right? So it's very difficult for somebody to come and learn the halachot if they don't know which page to look at in the Gemara, they cannot find it. So the Tur came along and he took the halachot, right? Again, his father was a big posek, Rabbeinu Asher. He took all the halachot and he made it also in a categories. Now, which categories? He created the four, right? The four rows, right? The Arba Turim. So what's the Arba Turim? The four rows, right? So he put it everything in those areas. Evin Ezer, Yogadeya, Rechaim, and Choshen Mishpat. So everything goes in those four, and in those four is Hilchos, again, Hilchos Tzitzit, Hilchos Tefillin. It's very easy, very quick to find a halacha. So he made it, right?
Organized.
Comes a few hundred years later, comes Maran Bet Yosef. He sees right now, there's a split. There's a split in Judaism, right? We don't like splits because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be one. He wants halachot. If you're going to have many splits, right? Like Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, there was also a big split, and then we have to come together. And we have to, you know, even the people of Beit Shammai in the end paskin like Beit Hillel. We have one Torah, we have rules, right? We paskin like the majority. So Shulchan Aruch came. He says, listen, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to paskin like majority. What he did was really cool. He took the three top. Who's the three top?
Rosh from Rambam.
The Rosh.
Who is the Rabbeinu Asher?
Rabbeinu Asher. The Rif. The Rif, the Rabbi Alphys, the one in the back.
Oh, that's the
Rif, right? Which is the Rebbe.
Sfardim.
Sfardim and the Rambam.
Mm. Yeah, but isn't it always the
Oh, so whenever two against one, we're passing like that too. That's how Shulchan Aruch passes. That's it. No, Sfardi.
The Rosh is there.
The Rosh. The Rosh is one. You have the Rif, and you have
the Rambam.
Sfardi
also Rambam. Sfardi
also. Of course. Right? Yeah? So now came along. Now came along. Came along at the same time. Same time that the Shulchan Aruch, the Maran Bet Yosef, was writing his Shulchan Aruch, it was another man, Rav Moshe Isserles, who was the Rama, who was writing the same book. He's writing a book. He's also like, listen, you know, we got to put it together. He was writing a book also. I don't know what the name of it was, but it was the same idea as the Shulchan Aruch. Basically, huh?
They didn't know about each other writing.
He did not know. The Rama did not know about Maran Bet Yosef writing it. While he's in the middle of writing it, and imagine he's putting in effort and he's working and he's doing all this stuff, all of a sudden he finds out about Maran Bet Yosef, and the whole purpose of this is what?
To unify.
And I'm going to make another one. I'm going to make a separation. So he was machni himself and said, you know what?
Wow.
I'm letting go. I'm going to let his book and
is
anything.
The Shulchan Aruch had the
so the Rama comes and says, instead of me writing my own book, I'm going to use the book of the Shulchan Aruch. And I will, any place that we find difference in Minhag or something, or Alecha, I'm going to just put it in his, and this way we'll have one book. This is a huge thing for someone to do. You see, by the way, Talmid Chachamim, it's not like it's my Torah, your Torah.
The FS, like,
right?
We just want to get the truth.
Exactly, we want to get the truth. You see what this is? Then came along, and it got a little bit more tricky. What happened? There was a man that came along, this man that came along, blew the minds and the world, the Jewish world. Who is this man? This man was known as the Ari HaKadosh.
Right? Was at the same time.
So the Ari HaKadosh was 36 years old, if I'm not mistaken, when he came to Eretz Yisrael.
I think it was
36 to 38.
So when he came to Eretz Yisrael.
So it was 2 years. The whole thing was 2 years. He came, he was a boy. I say boy because that's, you know, it's like my age. Right? he was a boy, but then again, he's, you know, that was the end. But he was a boy, and he came over there, and at that time already, Chacham the Beit Yosef was already, he was an older man. He was an adult. He was the man. All of a sudden, everybody's coming. He came and he was megaleh to us a lot of sodot, a lot of secrets from the Zohar that were hidden for many years, many, many years. He came. They say Eliyahu Navi taught it to him. He learned. He had secrets that nobody knew. And he came for these two years. Everything that you know from the Arizal was these 2 years. He came and was megaleh to the world in Tzfat. So now imagine you have a shir right now. You have a guy my age, right? Now, I'm not saying that I'm anything in Arizal except for the age. Right, coming right now, and you have right now Chacham Avad Yosef come. Chacham Avad Yosef, I'm coming giving a shiur now, right? Age wise, Chacham Avad Yosef comes and sits also in the shiur. Bet Yosef would come to the shiur of Ariza. Everybody came, but the Bet Yosef every time the shiur came, he falls asleep. They say that his neshama was so davuk, he was so connected to halacha. Everyone, by the way, everyone has a connection. The same way you have a connection to something that you're going to do in your life. Doctor, lawyer, this, that. Shorish and neshama, your shorish neshama in Torah also. Some people, they can learn Gemara all day. Some people learn bikiyut, bi'iyun. Some people, halacha, only halacha. Only halacha. Some people, they. But there's a part of Torah for everyone. So anyway, what happened? The Arizal didn't write once. He didn't write any sfarim. Okay, Arizal went for his 2 years. Everybody was blown away. Arizal was niftar. Shalom al Yisrael. the whole Jewish world changed. Great.
2 years.
2 years he came. He made a shook the world.
Anyways, what, like, what's the difference there in the halacha? If like he revealed Kabbalah.
So now we're gonna. That's why I brought it. So that's why I brought it. So now comes. By the way, the reason why he was called Ari HaKadosh, why is he called Ari? Right? This is again, this is Rabbi Ilan is explaining to us that many people, you have a goal, right? You have a goal and a lot of things come, a fly can come in front of you and it already distracts you. Distracts you, right? Right? Somebody, one of these guys wants to get married, one guy wants to finish school, one guy wants this, he wants children, wants money. There's little flies. Everyone has flies that come and distract him from his goal. If he doesn't have a goal, bichlal, he's already lost. But you need a goal and you have distractions. The Ari HaKadosh, he was like a lion. A lion, when he sees his prey, he can have 1,000 flies going in front of his face. He will not move. He's looking and he will run and he will until he goes and he grabs it. He will take all his effort and he will not be deterred. That's why he's called the Ari HaKadosh. That's why in 2 years he was able to shake the whole world. The whole world as we know it. Now what happened was, after he was niftar, Reb Chaim Vital, which was one of his biggest students, came and he wrote a sefer called Eitz. Huh?
Eitz Chaim.
And he wrote all. He basically transcribed a lot of the teachings of the Ari HaKadosh. And now we had a big questions because now, because the Ari was the man. He was the man. Now many times we see that the halachot that according to the Ari would contradict Shulchan Aruch.
He was speaking halacha or Kabbalah?
He was speaking Kabbalah, but many times in Kabbalah it would say, do this instead of that. Right?
Do this because it's better than that. Not because it's the halacha.
Sometimes Kabbalah goes against the halacha. How does it make sense? Or how is it?
Ask a reason.
For example, I'll give an example that I hear. Again, this is not something that I know, but this is something that I heard. I'm not sure if it's true, not true, but the whole concept, tzitzit out, tzitzit in, right?
Gava,
huh?
It's talking about Gava.
So out, you open a Shulchan Aruch, you open over there Mishnah Berurah, it brings down. You're supposed to look at it, right? You wrote it, you're supposed to see them, right?
Mishnah Berurah, I'm sure. Huh? Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to see.
You're supposed to look at it, you're supposed to see, you're supposed to pay attention, you're supposed to, right? Throughout the day, you're supposed to look at it. And I'll pick Kabbalah, it should be inside, it should be hidden. Right? So do I put it in, do I put it out, right? Depending on my mood, right?
Right?
Depending on what shirt I'm wearing. So the bottom line is, sometimes it goes mamash soter. So what do we do now? So then you had, that's when the Ben Ish Chai came along. And basically, you had the Ben Ish Chai, you have the Chida. And this is where they broke down the halachot in the sense of when you have a machloket between Kabbalah and between halacha, what do you do? So I don't remember exactly what it was. I think how he explained it was, if I'm not mistaken, I have to look back in the notes. I think he said that the Ben Ish Chai explained that whenever the halacha is berura, that means there's no question in halacha. In the Gemara everywhere, this is the halacha. So we go like the halacha. When there's a question in halacha, when there's a question,
like right now,
right? When there's a question, and Kabbalah leans to one side, we pass him like the Kabbalah.
I'm not
telling you what we do in Oris. I don't know what Kabbalah is, but if right over here there's a question, so we're not sure. So if Kabbalah would push us one way, that's the way we would be pushed, right? So Chacham Avadia was a young boy. He was now when he was young. I'm saying like your ages, right? He was in his 20s, early 20s. All of a sudden, he came out, and he started like going against many of the things that it's brought down in the Ben Ish Chai, because he's looking at not from himself.
Echot Olam, right?
Huh? I'm not exactly sure.
In Echot Olam, what he does is he basically not contradicts the Ben Ish Chai, but wherever the Ben Ish Chai goes against what's Maran's opinion, he makes note of it and he just discusses it at length.
So now a lot of people went and then jumped on Chacham Avadia like, and he was young. Who is this guy? Who does he think he is? Right? So his Rosh Hashiva, the one who actually gave him the push, and told him, and he saw his greatness.
What's the name again?
I don't remember.
Ezra Atiyah. Ezra Atiyah, the Syrian.
So he is the one, he pushed him, right? He's the one who gave him the whole kizuk. He gave him, oh. So Chacham Avadia, when this Ravatia told him, he told him, listen, he told the world, all the rabbis that came against him said, listen, the sun rose already. Meaning, this man, if when he was still down, you could have done something. This man is the sun. Okay. Now that he already rose, there's no stopping you. He's going to be from the giants of giants. You cannot touch him. You cannot come. Chacham Avadia was a powerhouse. Chacham Avadia, he went and he argued with people that lived many, many years before him. But he, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him that Siyat Bishmai, that he didn't come from himself. He knew, he saw from all the Sfarim, he knew exactly from where and what. He had a head that was way beyond this generation. And that's basically how we break down the halakha. That's in terms of the Rosh, the Tur, Shulchan Aruch, the Rif, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, right? You have in terms of by the Ashkenazim, you have the Chavetz Chaim, which is who wrote the Mishnah Brura, which is also a fascinating story. When while he was writing the Mishnah Brura, they say that also he went to the forest. He was writing it. And the Chavetz Chaim, when he was younger, nobody knew who he was. They thought he was some, you know. He was nobody. He didn't show himself off or anything. Nobody knew who this person was. While he was writing the Mishnah Brura, they say that his son was Niftar. And he stopped for a moment and he says, oh, look what the Yetzirah is trying to do to me, to stop from me bringing this to the world. Like the Ari HaKadosh, same idea. When you have the goal, right? The Yetzirah is going to come with 50 different excuses for you not to bring what you're supposed to bring to this world. Your job is to bring whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to bring to this world, and nothing should deter you. Not someone coming over to you and telling you, who are you? What are you? You have no idea what can come out. You have no idea what can come out. Every person is limitless from the potential. And you see all these people, they're so smart, they're so great, right? And on the flip side, and we're gonna close with this, is there are people who about themselves, they said, I'm not as great, I'm not as smart. Chavetz Chaim had a student, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman said about himself, listen, I'm not so smart, he wasn't less than smart, but nothing great. But with his conviction and with his siyata d'shmaya of pushing and pushing and pushing, he was able to grow and become the great Rabbi Chanan Wasserman that he was. Not because he was smart, but because of his persistence and because of his desire inside his passion that I want to make it. Right? So whatever you have, whatever you want to do, you have to mamish, you have to want it. So that's in terms of halakha. Now you're going to learn the Gemara. In terms of learning Gemara itself, get halakha wise now. In terms of understanding what the Gemara is talking about, you have a Rashi. And you have, a lot of times you're going to look at Rashi and you're not going to understand what is Rashi saying. So what do we do with that? How do you work in the back also? You have the Marsha. Right? You have the Marsha. You have the Chacham Shlomo, the Marshal and the Marsham. And they usually, these are Achronim. When you see something in Rashi or Tosfot, right? You have a question. So the main ones that usually will jump on Rashi, will jump on Tosfot. You can look in the back of your Demarsha, the Marsham. You can look, or you can look at, which is a separate sefer, the Pnei Yeshua. Right? The Pnei Yeshua is usually the Achron that explains Rashi, Tosfot. So if you're learning a Rashi, like when we learned the other day, I don't know what the Pnei Yeshua says, but there's one Rashi that says that the Kore, it becomes Sofa Lakshot, right? So Rashi says Sofa becomes Etz. And then when it talks about stone, it talks about the Rashi, he says it becomes hard Ke'etz, right? Reuven made that diuk in Rashi. So if I wanted to see if somebody says something about that, I would look at the, that's what I would look. I would look at the Pnei Yeshua. I don't know if he does. But if I wanted to look and say, oh, maybe someone says, maybe what, right?
So Rebbe's asking what more you guys are learning.
Oh, that's, you know, the good question is we should ask him what more.
They gotta send this to me.
Rashi, Tosfot, you look at that page. You have three. You have the Marsha. That page of the Marsha, you see the Marsha, you see Chachma Shloimeh, right? And you see the Maram. You'll usually see, look over there, and you'll see what they're saying. What I like to do usually is learn a Rashi, see the Diukim that we can figure out, and then look back and see if they say, you know, it feels good. You see something that they say something similar, something whatever. You see if they say the opposite. Why are they saying the opposite? This way you could learn up. Either you learn up your own Chidush, you learn up and understand the Gemara in a more beautiful way. You'll see someone else says something different, right? But that's the in terms of the world of that Achronim. But that Achronim is a whole world of them. Whole world. You have many different Achronim that you can learn up, like Mamash, to enjoy, to learn the Gemara. But the way to do that is to learn, again, there's learning, Lalachan is learning to learn the Gemara. So when you learn the Gemara, you have the Rishonim as well, that's outside of the book. The Rashba. You have the Ritva, right? So the Rashba and the Ritva, they are basically, you have the Ravid, who was the Rebbe of the Ramban, who was the Rebbe of the Rashba, who was the Rebbe of the Ritva. Okay, so the Ravid, the Ramban, the Rashba Ritva. If you look in this form, you'll usually see similar things. They're not always the same, but it's usually similar. And usually, if you want to learn Pshat and Rashi, what is it? Sometimes Rashi says an extra word. Some people are like, whatever, that's what he says. Right? If you know Rashi, Rashi's writing this word, you're going to open up a Ramban. Ramban is going to say a whole pshat, and you see from that one word of Rashi, Rashi doesn't hold like this. From that one word, you see why is Rashi saying that word? To teach you that I don't hold that like that whole pshat. We've seen many, many, many times. This is with experience. When you learn, you'll see and you'll be able to gain chashuvah. The Rashi is very small, but his words are coming a lot of times, lafuke, different rishonim, right? But the main one, the Rashba, the Ritva. Yeah, good?
That's the word lafuke to...
Lafuke, to go against.
Exclude.
Right? Exclude. Right? Okay. Now let's go. Let's...